Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, there are calls on government to allow a TELUS Once online death registration service to be provided. The recommendation comes from the Eochtas Social Protection Committee, whose chair, Dennis Nocton, joins me now. Dennis, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening.
This causes an awful lot of distress, but for people just tuning in, what is this? Why is it needed?
Well, look, what the government is doing is bringing forward legislation to reform the Civil Registration Act in terms of registering births and deaths electronically. At the moment, the process goes back to the 1800s, where everything is paper-based and where you can register a death for up to 3 months after someone passes away. The new system will be allow for people to record births and deaths online. It will require doctors and hospitals to record a death within 2 days online, and a member of the public can do so within 28 days. So it's to streamline and modernise the whole process. And what the committee has recommended in conjunction with this modernisation process, that we would introduce this TELUS Once approach. So it would mean that once the death is recorded within the civil registration system, it would then be relayed to other government departments and agencies and ensure that, you know, social welfare payments are ceased, ensure that the HSE does not send out appointments for people to attend hospital that have passed away and so forth.
Because that's what's so distressing for families. They have to deal with the passing of a loved one. They inform whatever agency, state agency, they think they have to inform, and suddenly they get that hospital appointment for the deceased, or it could be a revenue query or whatever the case may be. How will that work, though? Because very often state agencies do not, and their systems do not, talk to each other.
Yes, and that is the difficulty. And particularly, let's say, if you have someone who passes away while they're on a waiting list for a procedure that maybe could have prolonged their life. And then, you know, 6 months down the road, they get a letter calling them for this important procedure. That in particular causes a huge amount of hurt and upset. And the difficulty is at the moment that because you have a 3 month window in which to register a death, because it is an old archaic paper-based system, it doesn't allow for the free movement and responsive movement of data between government departments and agencies. And what we hope with the electronic version of this registration system, that it will allow, for example, the HSE to be able to update their hospital waiting lists, that the register of electors can be updated as well to reflect any changes that are there, and again in relation to the Department of Social Welfare.
So that's an awful lot of efficiency that you would gain, isn't that right, if this were done? But it's an awful lot of updating of IT systems across various state agencies.
Yes, look, it will require a link up between state agencies, but the basis is already there. People have a PPS number. We have introduced now electronic records, or they are being introduced within our health service as well. Mm-hmm. So those two steps, once they are connected, it should allow for a seamless reporting mechanism and reduce these very hurtful appointments and letters that come out. But also there's significant savings for the state here as well. You know, where we've had reports in the past where maybe a doctor was continuing to receive a payment for a medical card patient for a number of years after that patient passes away, where social welfare payments continue to be paid into bank accounts. So there are opportunities for savings on behalf of the state as well.
Okay, look, and I know there are other implications as well for various people, but it's to remove the distress for families, which is a key concern, I know, of your committee and your colleagues. Dennis Nocton, Independent TD and Chair of the Oireachtas Social Protection Committee, thank you very much indeed for joining us.